Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. This is our very first Lindsay Lohan Beach Club recap. We are going to be talking about the very first episode of this wondrous MTV show. My dear friend Jenna Brister is here.
Yay!
Jenna, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. New year, same me. Everything's going great.
I'm so glad you're here. And we're going to be talking about Lohan Beach Club.
Yes.
Which you told me you were watching, and I got so excited because I love you so, so much, but you don't watch a lot of Bravo.
Correct. Yeah.
So as much as I've wanted to have you on the show, it's been hard because we mostly talk about Bravo, but now we're veering into this new territory.
MTV. new content.
New content.
Yes.
And I loved this show.
Yes.
Like, I thought it was so good. And did you watch any of the stuff leading up to it, like the Lohan marathons they did?
I love that they did that too, to like reintroduce everyone to Lohan. I did.
reintroduce.
Remember her? She's been MIA. I did watch Parent Trap. I love Parent Trap. Yeah. I think it was the first time I ever saw her on screen, was that remake. And she is so cute. And then Mean Girls, of course. And it was cool to see what she's been doing all this time out of the spotlight.
You don't know who this is, but there's a woman named Danielle Staub, who's a crazy on Bravo, and she was on a talk show with Lindsay Lohan.
I saw that on your Insta.
Right.
Yeah.
And she said her favorite movie was The Parent Trap, but it was Lindsay's version. And it was just so shocking to me because this woman's in her, I think, 50s.
Yeah.
And it was funny. Like, she grew up with the Haley Mills Parent Trap, but she still was like, Lindsay's my favorite movie. And she said favorite movie ever. And I was like, what?
Ever. That's so funny.
It was like shocking to me.
Yeah.
But
some people have told me I remind them of Chessie the nanny. And that
I could see that.
I've gotten that from random people. I'm like, thank you. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, P.S. What a great compliment. Because Chessie's exactly. The best.
Yeah, she's so funny. But yeah, it was I really liked it too. And I mean, there's so much to get into, obviously, with the show.
We're gonna get into it like literally scene by scene.
Yes.
Real quick, before we get into scene by scene, what did you think of how she looked? Let's get the vanity out of the way.
Oh yes. I thought she looked really exhausted, but like, I love the new button.
Me
up
too, by
stuff.
The way. That's
like
how I feel.
Yeah, like she's so tired, but she's been building this empire, you know. But I love, she talked so much about her brand, the Lohan brand, and I was like, oh my gosh, she doesn't know what that even is, because I think her idea of what the Lohan brand is and what my idea are two different things, and I say that out of love, because I think she's awesome. You know?
Well, I thought that was shocking too, that now that you mention it, with the employees, because the employees were all like, oh my God, I can't believe Lindsay Lohan's my boss. Like, what a dream. And I was like, really? Is that your dream? Like, when did that become your dream for her to become your boss? Because she's been a mess up until this point.
Yes, absolutely.
I never got a boss vibe from her
at all. And I like, it is funny though, to see what she was wearing. I thought that was interesting. It's like full coverage, high button done. Like these like long florals, which I thought was an interesting choice for. I was like, where's the resort wear? Where's the like, you know?
Right, right.
But I think she is trying to go for this new brand of like CEO, but like
Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Not the Middle East, but she was in the Middle East for a while.
She was.
And that was when she tried to steal someone's kid on Instagram Live.
That's right. Someone who she thought was like a homeless child
Really? Like, we all brushed past that way too quickly. Like, that whole situation happened. It was like, the news cycle is so fast nowadays that we all just forgot about it by the time this premiered. And that just happened. And
it
was totally unacceptable.
And she put it on her own social media. It wasn't like someone caught her trying to steal. She was like, I am actively trying to take this child away from its mom.
And
on
when you say steal like that, it's almost like we're thinking candy bar, but it was a child.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, come work for me at my new resort. Yeah.
Like, it was not okay that we all brushed past that, but we're going to do that right now in this podcast and brush past that moment.
Yes. What'd you think about her appearance? Like, what'd you think about her?
You know, I felt like we were getting, this is maybe less about looks, but I felt like we were getting two different versions of her on this show. Like, I thought in her confessional, she seemed very direct, very, I don't know. Is it appropriate to comment on someone's sobriety? Like, I don't know where she's at in her sobriety, because I was worried the whole time thinking about, is, should she be around this stuff?
This
and then also news. Like, when I say it, there was two different Lohans, I felt like in the confessional, she seemed very sober, very direct, mm-hmm. very boss-like. Mm-hmm. And then in her scenes, like on the resort or with the other cast members, I felt like she was maybe a little skittish or unpredictable.
Yeah.
And that was that was confusing to me. Mm-hmm. Less direct in her scenes with other people.
Yeah. Like surprising them at the villa on night one. I was shocked. I mean, I shouldn't have been shocked. Of course they're going to surprise them, you know, but I love that she showed up at the villa and like some of them are sitting on the side, fully clothed. Some are in the pool. And then she shows up as if that's the craziest thing they would do would be go in the pool. And I'm like, Lindsay, do you remember who
it's
you are?
It's nighttime at
someone's
house.
Do you have amnesia? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's nighttime at their house. So it's their first night there. I'm glad it wasn't worse.
Sure.
It could have been worse.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. There was no blowjobs or anything happening. Like it was just people in a pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least as far as we know. You know what I heard? And I don't want people to take this as fact because it could just be rumor, but I did hear from someone that MTV was going forward with a show similar to this, regardless of whether or not Lindsay was involved. Mm. And I heard, again, not confirming anything, or I don't know this for fact, but I had heard that offers went out to Misha Barton, Tara Reid, and Lindsay Lohan. And originally I had heard that it was going to be more of like an X on the Beach-esque show. So it wasn't going to be like this Vanderpump Rules type show. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they got Lindsay, and then Misha went and she's doing the Hills reboot or revival. Mm-hmm. And Tara's probably in a dumpster somewhere.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Drunk dialing Carson Daly.
But did you ever see Tara Reid's fight with Jenny McCarthy?
No.
Oh my God, you have to look it up.
Oh, I did see Sharknado. So yeah, just amazing.
Tara Reid's on Jenny McCarthy's radio show.
No.
And they get in the most hilarious fight.
You look great now, so you're good and done not moving forward with plastic surgery.
I think I've made that clear like about 100 times. I know.
I didn't hear that 100 times. I'm so sorry.
Maybe this you only read the bad things, but I've been made that really clear so many years. But
so does
know,
it
read what you want to read? But I think you know, it was really nice talking to you, and I really good luck with your show. And
good luck to you
awesome.
Too. And I'm so excited about Sharknado, and I hope you stay married. And I hope
you stay married too. Sure nice
I will, and I hope your knees get a little wobblier than they already are. So
I think
have
my
a good
knees.
Day.
Oh yeah, I hope your tits get even nicer because they're amazing. Same guy doing mine, right?
Thank you.
Same
yes,
guy. Fantastic.
Yes, same guy.
I'll always use your advice. You're the best. Bye.
Love you, Tara. Good luck with Sharknado 18.
Anyway, so then Lindsay came on board, and then it morphed into a Vanderpump Rules kind of offshoot. But mm-hmm. I did hear that.
Yeah. And one of the guys is from here, from West Hollywood. Yeah. They showed him bartending. Was it Rage?
It used to be East West. Now I can't think of the name is escaping. Revolver.
Revolver.
Revolver, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's what they showed.
Yeah.
And one of them, I think, said they worked at the Abbey. Like, there was a lot of people from around here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So we open the show and Lindsay's talking to the camera. She said, I know the ups and downs of being in the spotlight. And then we hear like reporters giving little sound bites of like, Lindsay's a nightmare on set. Yeah. And it was like, so embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
So horrifying for her. It's like all her worst moments. And then they show all that paparazzi footage from the early aughts, which, you know, I love the early aughts.
Yes, absolutely.
I find it so fascinating.
It was her heyday too. She was in everything.
Right. Were you like a tabloid junkie at that time? I was.
I was also. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I remember.
Pour over them. Every
yeah.
day.
I would go on all the websites and just check it out. And I would like love to see that. And now looking back on it, it was so problematic that we were so invested in these young girls' mm-hmm. lives. Like they were so young at the mm-hmm. time.
And their downfalls were all recorded. Because this was the first time that was happening because of social media. You know, the Britney, the Paris, Lindsay, all of them. But mm-hmm. yeah. And that's what's so funny to me. Going back to like her brand, you know, I was like, and this came up later in the episode, which I didn't know. That's why she wanted to buy this resort, because she was dating that guy. Remember, wasn't she married to like that Russian man, some billionaire?
Unclear.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I think she went through like an Eastern Euro marriage phase. I think that's when she was like doing that whole thing. And that's the guy who like hit her on the beach.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That she had, you know, a domestic
abuse
dispute.
Situation.
And then this was like the most like, you know, I am a survivor. She's like, I'm going to buy this beach. And she did. Like, that's way to reclaim this territory.
Yeah, she
in
said
Greece.
She wanted to change the narrative of that. And it's like, what a boss move.
Totally. Totally. I wish we could all do that. Like, I have a breakup somewhere. I'm like, I'm buying this restaurant. Like, and then I do. And I make it a safe haven for women.
It's like they did. We did a First Wives Club pop dive together. It's the same thing those girls did.
Same exact
Cynthia Swan, Crisis Center for Women.
Yes.
And I appreciate that all the time. So then Lindsay said, I disappeared. I want to do things differently and I want to be my own boss. And then we got all these beautiful shots of Athens because she opened up she had another club in Athens. Yeah. And then we see all these beach shots.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to Athens this summer. So I will go by the beach club.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm inviting myself on that trip.
Yes.
I'm going to come.
Yes, please do.
And then I started to get lost because Lindsay said she's invited all these VIP hosts from America. And then I got a little bit worried. Mm-hmm. And I might have mentioned this on the show before, but I was worried because the cast members didn't know each other before.
Yeah.
But I have to adjust my expectations because MTV is really good at throwing a bunch of people in the house that don't know each other and making it work.
That's
whereas
your specialty.
It doesn't work on another network. Like for me, Bravo tries to do that and it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But some MTV, I don't know if they know the formula or whatever, but initially I was a little off put and I was worried. Like, do these people don't fucking know each other?
Yeah. And then they're thrown into like this new workspace abroad.
Abroad.
Which is different. Right. It's very different than Vegas. It's different than, you know, LA.
She's been teasing too, like in her press circuit, that she's opening another club in America, or she might, you know.
Yes.
And she's been teasing like Miami or Vegas.
Yeah.
And like on the edge of my seat, like, where is it going to be, Lynn?
Yeah.
Where can I get that job?
Yeah.
The theme song to this show is Bossy, which I don't know if you know that song. It was like one of her other songs from back in the day.
Yeah.
I loved her music career.
Yeah. Her hit singles. Yeah.
Do you remember Rumors? Like that was her first.
Yeah. We should insert a clip here. Right.
Yeah. I can't do music.
Oh,
anymore.
We can't do music. Just kidding. Okay.
Got in trouble. Can't do it.
Got in trouble.
But if I could, I would input that song that she did, Daughter to Father. Do you remember that?
Oh, God. Yes. Full track.
Full track. There was also a dance remix that played in the gay clubs.
I wonder if Michael Lohan, because I was surprised that we didn't see any of him in the show. And we didn't see Dina, which I'm more surprised about.
No Dina, no Allie, no Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This was like straight Lynn's.
I was worried that we're not going to get any Dina this season.
Yeah.
Because I think we're getting Allie and her brother, Michael. Mm-hmm. But from what I heard, there's no Dina. But I did hear stories about Dina at the premiere party.
Oh, gosh, what happened?
I just heard that she was the Dina Lohan that we would all think she would be. That's yes. what I had heard. It was yes. rumors. You know, but she's probably tired of rumors starting, too, just like Lindsay.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
What did you make of her business partner, Panos?
Oh, thank you. Let's talk about it. Where did he come from? And he is a human eel from Little Mermaid. I feel like he is Flotsam and Jetsam combined, right?
Totally.
He's so sassy, which you have to have. You have to have a sassy, you know, sultan person next to you. Can you say that?
Sure. I think so.
That's probably, maybe that's racist. Maybe
no, yeah. Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. But he's like intense. Or Jafar. He's more Jafar than sultan to me.
I feel like that's worse.
Probably true. But he's like, he's cutthroat, which you have to be if you're running this resort. You have to have this personality of like.
And he seemed more direct than Lindsay all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, I was entranced by his looks because at one point he was wearing like the Curious George man in the yellow hat, like the yellow hat thing with like a long black Lisa Rinna duster.
Mm-hmm. Like, and down. Trousers. And then listening to music in one ear pod. Do you see that? He was like, I was like, he's power walking around to his own music, you know, and just being like, I like you guys. I like you guys. I was like,
listening to bosses.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think they're a weird match. And they said they'd been friends forever and they open up all these places together. And I wondered, like, did he have the money to start investing? Like, how did this empire take off?
Yeah. Like, maybe it's all those Herbie Fully Loaded residuals, right? Like, she has this bank.
I wonder, okay, well, let's get into the finances. Like, do you think there was finances? Back then, I remember she had been making, I think for Mean Girls, it was a, what, like 5-10 million, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. A lot.
But do you think she just blew it all on nonsense?
I wonder.
Or Dina?
Because I think, I mean, unless she maybe invested it really well, and maybe this is already getting some returns, because the idea of, because the club looks like it's doing well also. Like in the episode, it shows there's like half naked people, you know, splashing around and having fun. So you're right. The idea of bringing in these people from America is a interesting, I mean, obviously it's for a TV show. But I wonder if it's going to be really viable in the long term.
Well, you know, it got picked up for a second season and the ratings were good.
Good. Everyone loves Lindsay. You want to see what she's doing.
Well, yeah. And I think they did so much buildup for it. Like I hadn't seen on MTV them doing so much. Like they had marathons leading up. We had mentioned the movies of Lindsay's. And then they did an after show. And the night of the premiere, they replayed it like four times.
Yeah.
In addition to the after show, it was like, I don't remember MTV doing this much of a push for something. And I don't think they would have unless they had confidence in the whole season.
Yeah, that makes sense. And like promoting it all day also. Yeah.
I had trouble with her accent work.
Yeah. I know. Who was the voice coach?
What was happening?
Yeah. I know. I couldn't tell if it was like just like she's just tired. Because I remember for a while didn't she put on like a British accent? Yeah, I think when she was living in Europe and people called her out for that.
Andy Cohen asked her about it and she's like, well, I'm an actress, so I easily pick up accents. Oh, and I was like, you're not that good of an actress.
That's not a byproduct of acting either. I mean, you could turn it on, but you could also turn it off. Yeah. And what accent did she have in, you know, Mean Girls?
Did you?
Or any of her movies?
Did you ever see Georgia Rule?
No.
Jenna, it's terrible. But also, you know, Jill, my best friend, Jill, she and I used to always like, in the movie Georgia Rule, they would always, Jane Fonda had these house rules. And she, so anytime anyone broke the rules, she'd be like, Georgia Rule. You know, and so she'd be like, you know, we come home, we eat dinner at 7, Georgia Rule. And so she would give these lists of rules. And throughout the movie, she'd just be like, Georgia Rule. And I love the idea of having like your own set of rules.
Yes. Where it's like Danny's rules. Yeah.
Anyway, terrible film. I don't recommend seeing it.
I love Jane Fonda though. She's in that horrible one, like the Wild Oats one, right? I think no, that's
Wild Oats.
I think that's when I told you to watch the same guy who made Fool's Gold.
Oh yeah. You told me to watch it. It's on Netflix. I didn't watch it, but I need to.
Yeah,
it's on my, you know, that list on Netflix you can make. It's mm-hmm. mine's just like Fuller House.
Horrible programming that I watch when alone. That's
the horse show. When I after I've drank a bottle of wine, like what I'm gonna watch.
Yeah.
So Lindsay also kept saying they're not just hosts, like these VIP hosts. She kept saying they're ambassadors.
Yes.
For, I don't know.
Which is heavy. Ambassadors for her brand. But, and this is where it gets a little bit confusing. Like, if I was brought over there to be, you know, an ambassador.
Would you do it?
Oh, it seems, I hate sales. I hate it. I feel like I'm good at it, but I hate doing it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think you'd be good at selling people on
shit. Yeah, I feel like it would be fun. I'd be fun at, like, the party stuff. Like, okay, dance off. You know, okay, do you guys want this cabana? It's really fun. Like, I'd be good at that, like, the public relations. But I would totally give it a go to hang with Linz.
Yeah, I think I might too.
Yeah, because it seems like a fun, I mean, relatively easy work, you know, if you're just on the beach talking to hot rich people and trying to get them to do what you want and get their money.
And I wonder how much work they're actually doing. Even I wonder if it's just like on camera work. And then when the cameras stop rolling, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
But also, even when the cameras were rolling, we'll get to this, but at the end of the episode, it's like they weren't working. They were all just partying at this fucking resort.
Yeah, with each other. And that's what's weird. And I remember they called, isn't it her name like Vianetta?
Oh, I have it written down.
Vandita. And she was so great, but they were like, oh, you're the weakest link. And it's so weird because it's day one. They don't really know how it works in Greece. That's another hard thing. Like, they threw him into this different culture, and I feel like it is different. That'd be hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Learning a whole new culture.
Yeah.
And also, speaking of, I kept reminding myself of that when that moment when Brent was like hooking up with the
model,
the worker.
Yeah.
You know, or the customer. Mm-hmm. And Lindsay just kept saying, like, we'll do it.
Yeah, I'm not judging. You're working. Yeah. And I was like, oh,
and I thought, like, for a second, I was like, you can't do that. And then, yeah. And then I had to remind myself, well, they're not in America. So maybe they can't. I don't know the rules there. I still don't probably think it's acceptable, but.
Yeah. But you're right. As far as, and she brought up that interesting point. Like, if it was a girl, you know, a girl doing that to a male client, they would be, you know.
That was so bad shit, Jenna. It like was. The idea that they were all just like, yeah, hook up with her.
Yeah. Panos pimped him into it.
Right. Panos and Lindsay Lindsay just was like fucking on camera.
Yeah. I couldn't do that. I would never do that. You know, being like, yeah, you just have to flirt with this person. But it's like, they fully hooked up.
They fully like hooked up on camera in front of everyone. And the bosses were like, oh yeah, do it. Go do it. Like even Brent asked Lindsay at one point, like, am I going to get in trouble for this? Mm-hmm. And she goes, no.
Yeah, no, you're working. And I was like, wow. No. See, this is more on brand for me. That's where it's more on brand. It's like, yeah, you can just do,
right.
You know, like, and not this, you know, and she made that one girl dye her hair because the DJ had blue hair. And I was like, okay. Like that's how, those are the rules. These are the rules at Lohan Beach Club. No two people can have
Lohan
the same
rule.
Lohan rule. Like you have, no, sorry. You have to dye your hair. And then she did. It looks fine.
I need her to start saying either Georgia rule or Lohan yeah, rule. Throughout
Lohan
the
entire- rule. You know?
Yeah. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
I was just thinking that
Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't think it will. I'm not cutting this out either because.
Yeah.
Let's run through the people really quick.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I want to let me know if any of these people stick out to you or what your thoughts are. Yeah. So Michael, he was the one you mentioned from West Hollywood.
Yeah.
He's a bisexual.
Yes, he is.
And he kept saying he sleeps with celebs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was my favorite part where he was like, I've woken up in lots of celebrities' beds. I was like, nice. Yes. Who hasn't, right? No, I'm kidding.
I'm trying to think if I have. I don't think I have.
But I loved that as a plug. Yeah. He's fun, though. He seems like a fun guy.
Totally.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I always love on reality shows when they're introducing new people and they can only get out like one quick sound bite. And so it was like his was, I sleep with celebs. And then they like move on to the next one. And then it's like, Julia.
Yeah.
Some people say I'm an airhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Or she said, I'm a professional blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that's your one line.
Yeah.
And then Brent, who we brushed upon, he's like the Zvegas. He said he was the waitress slayer.
Yes. And then he got fired for hooking up with every waitress at his hosting job in Vegas. I was like,
what a legacy.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you're on brand. Go to Greece.
Also, I feel like in Vegas, they wouldn't fire you for anything. It's like the things that happen in Vegas. I couldn't imagine them being like, no, you're
consensual
fired.
Sex between colleagues. It seems like there's worse things you can do.
Right. And then Sarah, she was the Muslim and that was her little soundbite, which, okay, I'm going to get into this right now. The one problem I had with this show, I mean, I don't know if there was more than one, but the main big problem I had with this show was the two women of color or the two African-American women on the show. They were painted as the villains in this. Did you notice that?
Yeah. And they pit them against each other. They really did.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. It was like the only two black women on the show. I think there were only two.
There were only two.
And they were the two that were painted as the villains.
Yeah.
It was the girl with the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one who Blue was hair. Like telling Brent he was doing inappropriate things.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. You're so right. And then the other two women too, the really hot one. The one who, you know, worked at the VIP club. What's her name?
I don't know. You know,
there's Sarah and then the other one.
Was it Julia?
I think it might have been Julia. And then they pit them against each other, too.
May.
We'll
learn all the names by the end of the season, hopefully. And the ones we don't learn, those are the ones that aren't coming back for season two.
Yeah. But I wonder what's going to happen with Brent, though, because he has a crush on one of them, the girls.
Do you think he's the star of this show? Like, or do you think it's going to be that, what was her name? Was it Gabby?
Oh, Gabby, is that the one with the colored hair?
The colored hair one.
I
the
bet.
The blue hair.
It'll end up being Brent / Panos.
Panos
is going to like, yeah, I think Panos is going to insert some drama.
Yeah.
Like, I especially like this idea of them popping up at the Steph Villa unannounced. Like,
be interesting. Also, love the idea of making them all stay together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, putting them in the house. And also, it was like real estate porn because the house was nice.
Gosh. Completely.
I love on these reality shows when they do food porn or real estate porn. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see nice houses. I want to see good looking food and good looking people.
That's a nice house too. Yeah.
And abs. I want to see lots of abs. They have that Aristotle guy. Very good looking.
Yeah. We didn't get much from him in the first episode too. Right. Cause I feel like they of course wanted to start with, you know, the drama and stuff like that. But he seems like a cool guy.
Right.
I don't know.
All the guys were really hot. I mean, Bill, one of the icons in the Facebook group, was saying that the guys on this show are hotter than the guys on like Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. I think the guys on Vanderpump are good looking too, especially when we first met them. But
yeah,
the guys are very good looking.
Mm-hmm. Also, is Lindsay single?
I think so.
Maybe. She's married to work. Married to work.
I love when she was hiring all these people and she like flipped a coin on one of them.
Yes, we had about that. She's like, I just am a boss now. And then she flips coins to make decisions.
It's she's so like, well, bad. You know, Aristotle looks good, but should we hire him? She's like, let's flip a coin.
Yeah. It's yes. Like, okay. I'll hire this man and change his life. Like, yeah.
We also met May. She flirts with clients. Like her little thing was that she wants to be Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yes.
All of these people, when we were meeting them, it was moving so fast, like almost too fast, because there were so many people we were meeting in like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it was tough. Mm-hmm. It was tough to notice.
Yeah.
We also learned that there's different seasons here on this beach. So, you know, there's like busy seasons. And then do they just shut down? Like, that's what I was unclear about. Like, does the whole place shut down?
There's an off season.
If they're off season.
Yeah. I feel like that happens.
I don't know.
In Greece. But I did like to, already the boss employee relations are bonkers town. Mm-hmm. Which, because I think Panos even said that's like Lindsay leads with her heart. She likes getting really personal up front. I was like, yes, that's what I want, you know. And then when that girl, I think it was Sarah, was like, I'm being bullied, and she's young, she's like 22 or 23, and just like crying, and then like Lindsay starts crying, and she has like diamonds under her eyes, so you can't cry if you have diamonds and like thick eye makeup. And so she was like, if anyone says that, like, I'll come after them for you. And I was like, that's also a game to play, like, get Lindsay on your side. Mm-hmm. Because Panos is gonna be on no one's side. Maybe the guys.
I wonder though, like, Lindsay has a history of having troublesome relationships with women.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I'm talking about Paris, Brittany, like, yeah, all these women that have been in her past.
Yeah.
And I feel like Lindsay was never able to really fully get along with a lot of the women in her life, or in the public eye.
Yeah. I wonder if that's like a product of being a child star. Do you think?
Probably.
Maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Paris Hilton's been on like a press tour recently, and people have asked her, I forget where she was, somebody asked her about Lindsay Lohan, and she kind of threw some shade. She's like, I've never been friends with Lindsay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like party friends.
Right.
Club friends.
Right. May, also that girl May, said she was the one who said it was a dream to work for Lindsay. I thought, what kind of dream is
Which
that?
Which is so funny, because since when has that even been an aspiration? You know, like, that's such a strange goal. I'd be like, I get this, a lot of people I would love to work for, like Oprah or Gayle King, or, you know, people to work for. But like, Lindsay Lohan would never be on that list.
This whole show. So we're talking about it. Like, this whole show is so fucking crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, how did we get here? Like, Lindsay is not known to be a boss.
No. Yeah. And like the Lohan brand, I'm like, that is such a loaded phrase. Like, that's something we need to unpack. So I'm like, okay, Dina, no. You know, pageant mom, Michael, like in jail for abuse.
You know that cameo service, you know, that where you can get like videos from celebs. Like, I bought one from Dina.
Oh my gosh. What
it was like 15 bucks when they first started. It. And I asked her to say, like, listen to my podcast, listen to Everything Iconic. And so she did. And it's the saddest video, because she's just in front of like a very sad lamp in her New Jersey home. She's just like, listen to Everything Iconic. Like, the saddest thing ever.
Oh, I feel like she should live there. I would. I'd be like, Linz, I'm moving into one of these cabanas. I don't care.
I'm looking at my notes.
Yes.
My next two notes are so crazy. The first one is a quote from Panos. And he says, we can't have two people with blue hair. That's like avatars.
Yes. Okay. You're right. Because that was so ridiculous. You know?
Then my next note is, Lindsay had some bruises. She bruises easily.
Yeah.
Did you watch Lindsay on OWN?
No.
Her Oprah show?
No, I never watched
it. You have to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
It was wild, and it was like 7 episodes or something, and they always presented it as a docu-series, but it was a reality show. And there were times where like Lindsay just would lock herself in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, I don't know if this was explored on the show, but I had heard that it was because she was having some health issues, like a miscarriage or something. And I don't know if I read that or something, so don't quote me on that. But there was something about that. But during the show, it was wild. She like wouldn't show up to places, and she was basically the Lindsay that we all thought she was, but it was trying to present her as something different. And then we also see her sit down with Oprah, and that was wild.
Yeah.
Oprah's like, you need to cut the bullshit.
Yeah, she really does.
But you know? I learned from that show that Lindsay, like, the way they shot her on that show, it was like she would be wearing a skirt or something with her legs showing, and you would just see all these leg bruises, and it was upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know that was a more troublesome time in her life.
Yeah. Getting banged around. But I think that was interesting.
Also, did you ever see her sex list? Speaking of getting banged around.
Oh my God. Wait, did she write it out?
Yeah, like I printed it in my notes. She had to do it for, it was part of her therapy to like write out these guys that she had sex with. And then it was published in In Touch Weekly. And at the time, people thought maybe this is like a rumor or a leak or something. And then she confirmed it. It's wild.
Oh, okay. Wilmer, that's good. Wow.
It's wild.
Wait, number one, Ashton?
Let's go through this.
Yes, let's go through this.
So I've looked at this many times.
This is great. I have a list also. Do you have a list?
I don't have a list.
Yeah, I have to because for comedy purposes.
But this list is like literally like some of the hottest male celebrities around.
Yeah.
And also some monsters. But Ashton Kutcher, mm-hmm. Ryan Phillippe.
Wow.
Evan Peters from A Horror Story, Lucas Haas.
Oh yeah.
Nico Tortorella, Benicio del Toro.
Wow. He's like twice her age.
Jamie Dornan, who's Christian Grey, the hottest guy.
What?
Orlando Bloom, Justin Timberlake.
Wow.
Brian at GPA. I don't know that.
We don't know all their last
Colin
names.
Colin Farrell, Heath Ledger, Max George from that one. That boy band, James Franco, gross. Adam Levine, Garrett Hedlund. I mean, come on.
This is like a who's who.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And so, at the time, people thought it was made up. Zac Efron. People thought it was made up, and then she confirmed it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I bet she leaked this herself. This is something to be very proud of. You know? I'd be like, yeah, you guys can go ahead and print this. And a couple more blurred out civilians.
You're, like, calling up In Touch. You're like, yeah. I just want to give my statement that I confirmed that list that like you said as a rumor.
A piece from my private therapy session because it's actually really great. And my therapist said she was
Do you think she leaked it at the time?
Maybe.
Like, I mean, how else would it get out?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm endlessly fascinated by that whole time in her life, but also that it's out.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Lindsay said, did you catch that conversation Lindsay was having with the blonde girl about religion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that girl was saying that she grew up religious, and she said, Lindsay right away was like, are you Buddhist?
Yeah.
And then Lindsay said that she said, this is my religion. And there was like this really weird religion conversation. And I couldn't wrap my head around what Lindsay was trying to say, like what her, like, is Lindsay Buddhist or?
Didn't she try Kabbalah for a bit? I think she was doing that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But yeah, I think all the blonde girl said was, I just want to spread my wings. And then she was like, so you're Buddhist? I was like, a lot of people say that who are not Buddhist, but okay, yes.
The girl's like, there's no I in team. And she's like, you must be Buddhist.
Yeah. And she credits her ability to read people really fast to being an actor. And I was like, okay.
Just like
where everyone's like fake. Accent. Everyone's pretending all the time. But yes, you're right.
Then, so Brent, we got to talk a little bit more about Brent. So he said in one of his confessionals or whatever, he said, people are either going to love me or hate me. There's no in between, which is also a Danielle Staub quote. You don't know who that is, but
the Bravo lady.
She coined that phrase.
You're either going to love me or hate me. There is no in between with me.
And is he the villain? Is he the hero of the story?
I think he so far is set up to be a villain because he's like super, super cocky, which is fine. I don't have any problem with that, with people being super confident in themselves. I think that's cool. But I think he's going to be set up for a major fall.
Yeah.
In the series.
He got the most airtime in this.
He did. Like, we didn't see anything from Aristotle. We didn't see barely anything from the bi guy.
And they must, the bi guy.
The bi guy. Which he was fun. And I was like, okay, of course they're going to set up this guy to be, you know, controversial.
I couldn't tell if I was like super attracted to the bi guy or not at all.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I was like on the fence. Yeah. Some angles I'd be like, yes, daddy.
Yeah, yeah totally.
But then I wasn't sure. And let's talk about Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
So Gabby is the one who had to change her hair.
Yeah.
And she was doing a lot.
Yes.
I was upset that she was set up as a villain because the two black girls were, and I didn't like that. But she was also doing a lot. At one point, she said, no one else is a black woman here. Yeah. And the other girl was like, I am.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah.
So she was doing a lot, but I don't know. I wondered, like, did they just edit her, give her that villain edit, or was she is she really a monster?
Because there was one cut when I think they were talking to someone else about what they majored in. One other girl was talking, and then she goes biology. She's like, you just yell out whatever your major was as someone else is in the hot seat, and I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. But they might have just cut that. Yeah.
And Lohan did not like her.
No, she didn't.
Lohan did not take to her.
I love that her big issue was that she was just in her bra, like wrapped in a towel. And I was like, Lens, it has not been that long. Lindsay also later on the episode referred to herself as a 45-year-old. She was like, I'm like 45. And she goes, no, I'm not. And I was like,
she doesn't look her age.
No, at all.
I'm not sure what age she looks, but she definitely, like, Lindsay and I think are the same age, and she does not look.
No.
I mean, wow.
At all.
I keep going back to this woman, Danielle Staub, but Danielle Staub's in her 50s, and they were on a show together, and I think Lindsay looked older.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get a ton of work. I mean, a lot of
and
people do,
and I don't even know if it's work, too, but it's also, like, she's lit. Like, she's got a lot of, I don't know, the amount of wear and tear that her body's gone through, I think. Just from that sex list alone.
Yes, exactly. From numbers 1 through 20.
Wow. I mean, yeah, how many numbers are there? There's literally 12 on that list. Some of them are blurred out. And that was like years ago. So.
Mm-hmm. And Heath, no one went asked her how she felt after he passed away. I mean, she probably took that hard. I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that is an interesting thing, because this whole time she's been opening up this multiple resorts, which is cool to see now, because, you know, you read in a magazine and they're like, oh yeah, Lindsay has this new resort, and then you get to see it in person, and it's like, oh wow, that would be really hard.
Yeah,
hospitality industry.
And I wonder too, I'm always skeptical of how much they're involved. Like, is she just a silent partner or something normally, but then now she's in the forefront and headlining this show? Mm-hmm. I always think that with Lisa Vanderpump too, like, because I know she has business partners and stuff, and I wonder how much day-to-day work she actually does outside of the show.
Yeah, and if Panos is the one who's really running it, because he seems to kind of know you know what, how to do this.
You know, so that night they're all partying at this house, and then I got a little upset the next day. They roll into this resort at 1 p.m. and I was a little upset that night, that wild night where Lindsay showed up, I thought there would be like a hookup or something. Normally MTV, like when you watch The Real World or X on the Beach or something, that first night usually gets really, really wild. And I felt like this show was tame in comparison to the first nights on other MTV shows. So I did feel like, oh, I wish somebody would have hooked up or made a mess or confronted somebody else. Like, it seemed pretty tame.
Yeah, because there were no night vision goggle surveillance. That's what we're always looking for. You know, like, where's the night vision of Brent trying to hook up with someone?
And I wonder if these kids, or they're not kids, but these people went in to this show because there was no template for it already. Like, I feel like X on the Beach or The Challenge or something, it's like those kids know. Again, none of them kids, but those guys know that you get more airtime if you hook up or get in drunken fights or something. So that first episode is always the most wild because everyone's trying to compete for that airtime. Mm-hmm. In this show, I wonder, maybe they just weren't aware of how the show would be.
Yeah.
And so they were tame.
Yeah. And it's maybe even off having Lindsay show up, like, surprise like that, they were
surprised.
And, you know, to be like,
surprise, with that whiskey voice or that.
Yeah. I know. That's a good point, though. And it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds as they go forward. If any of them will hook up with each other. Who knows? Or just people at the club.
Yeah. Clients.
Yeah.
You know, so then they all shut up at this club. And then we learn again that Gabby has to change that hair because the DJ has the hair.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'll do it because I got to please Lindsay. We got off to a rough start. Did you watch Top Model?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember when Tyra would just make them like cut their hair?
Yes. Yeah. Like, I don't like this. Go. And they're like, okay. Yeah.
Like, I loved that. Yeah. And then there'd always be like one girl that would have to shave her head and cry.
Yes.
Or on the guy season, there was a guy that they had to put like a weave beard on. Like, they made him put a fake beard and it looked so bad. And Tyra made him do it. And it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. It is weird, the idea of totally changing
real power
your appearance.
Power move, though, to be like, cut your hair or color it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because our DJ has blue hair.
So it's revealed that the cabanas are $1,000, or they were talking about it. They were like, try to get $1,000, right? Did you catch that?
Yeah.
And I thought, like, are cabana prices negotiable?
I think they are.
I didn't know that.
Maybe. I think in Vegas they are. Yeah.
So, like, you can haggle.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, we'll do this, or we'll buy a couple bottles for this. Like, I think there is some sort of.
See, if I were getting a cabana or something in Vegas, like, I wouldn't even question it. They'd be like, 4,000. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
not
totally.
That I could do it, but if I could do it, I wouldn't even know. Yeah, I was confused about that.
Yeah.
And then I was also confused. So at this resort, some of the faces were blurred.
Yes, which was so interesting.
But so why? It was out in public, right?
Yeah. Did they not sign a waiver or something? Maybe they're...
I thought if you're out in the open, you don't have to sign a waiver. Like if you're out in like the streets or
walking.
Something.
Walking. I've been
But maybe because it's a... Is it a private beach?
Oh, it must be. I remember one time when I was in New York and there was an MTV show being shot. It was one of, I forget which one. And then there was a PA sprinting behind them and then asking everyone who was in the shot to sign something. So I just signed my name on a thing and I was like, yeah, it's fine if I'm in the background of this thing. But they're like, it's an MTV show.
Oh,
so
see, maybe they just... I thought you were allowed to just film willy-nilly.
Yeah. But you're right, Euro. These are the Euro rules that that are probably different.
We need the filming standards. Maybe they have to pay everyone as extras, and they didn't want to, so they blurred out half the faces.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Maybe they probably didn't have the money.
Yeah.
I don't know. So then Natasha's this VIP guest, and she's the one that hooked up with Brent.
Yes, the Instagram
She
model.
Was an interesting star that I need more of. I was confused by her whole deal.
Yes.
She came to this cabana alone. She had no friends with her and spent the entire day just making out with the worker.
Yes, and no swimsuit. She had to go buy a swimsuit. I was like, what? You flew here.
Imagine this whole situation. Like, imagine going to a resort alone and just being like, I'm going to drop. She bought 4 bottles. And dropped all that money and then just was hooking up with the bartender or the VIP host.
With a worker.
Like, imagine that whole thought process. Yes. And knowing, I would be like, I'm going to be on camera. Like, that's so embarrassing to be all alone. I go to places alone all the time. Like, I prefer it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I want to go, like, on camera.
Yeah.
And then knowing that I was on camera, just hook up with the Bart or the VIP person.
Yeah. I see movies alone. And that would be, like, the same thing, like, hooking up with, like, one of the people who sells concessions, you know, on camera.
Let's take a detour, because we just saw the J-Lo movie Second Act.
Oh, so good.
It was so good, right?
Oh, cried.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
It was just so lovely to see J-Lo back in good form. And Leah Remini, a star.
Mm-hmm. And a few dance breaks that... are a nice, like, nod to the Fly Girl time, you know, for no reason. There's a couple of those inexplicable, like, wait, why are all the friends from the store in her house making breakfast? Doesn't matter.
No, they were just singing and dancing.
Yeah, to push it.
Push it. There were, Vanessa Hudgens wore a lot of coats. Like, I love that movie.
Yeah.
It was
fantastic. It was very good. And you called the twist. If you haven't seen it, please go see it.
There's a twist.
There was a twist. And you called it, like,
well, I wasn't, but I called a few twists. I was like, I'm not sure if I was guessing on a few.
Yeah. We thought Milo was
going to
die.
One of them.
Yeah.
We did think, but we were like, Milo Ventimiglia is going to die because
they set him up to be such an angel.
They set him up.
He's so sweet. They like are flirting. He's kissing her. I was like, this guy has to die.
And then there's a very, dramatic dove death where a birds die and then they are forced to explain it, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lindsay, during her confessionals, she gives a lot of these coined things. Like, at one point, she said she'll fuck a motherfucker up.
Yes. When she was giving advice to her employee, to Sarah.
And that was a moment. That was another authentic moment where I thought, that's the real Lindsay.
That's the Lohan brand I'm here for.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to see her fuck someone up.
Yeah.
Like, I think she could and she should and she will. And I'm worried going forward that Lindsay's not going to get in the mix enough, and I want her in the mix.
Yeah.
Because I think she's got the potential, of course, to be messy.
Yeah. And kind of be on the front lines with them. Like, I know this is her role, like, kind of stepping out.
No, that's me. Sorry.
Being, you know, kind of in the back. Like, I remember every time they would try to come find her, she was in a cabana with some random guys in a trucker hat. I'm like, that's the Lindsay I know.
Sure.
Not this, like, silk blouse buttoned to the top, you know, talking at camera.
Yeah.
So it would be cool if she kind of like showed him how it's done or, you know, I don't know.
So by the end of this first day on the job, everyone was drunk at the resort and then they all go back home. And then Brent got in a fight with Janita. Is it Juanita? Janita?
Benita.
I'm sorry. I can't remember any of their names. Was it Brent or Brett?
I think it's Brent. Yeah. And that girl, she's gorgeous too. She's so pretty. Juanita.
Right. So they got in a big fight and.
Because she basically called him out for having sex on the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of like, he was right. He was like, I did get more money. He's like, you got the least amount of money. So I did sort of side with him on that because she was going hard. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I kind of felt like, well, the bosses said it was okay. Even though you and I don't think it was okay. It was like the bosses said, go do that. And he did that and then made the most money.
Mm-hmm. And he was in a situation you couldn't
She was
really
so pressed. She was so pressed.
Oh, is this also a show that has cast-offs? Like, I'm like, are they going to send people home?
It seemed like it, right?
It did. It was like, you're not going to make it here. You can't work for me. And I was like, oh my God, is Gabby going to get fired?
Lindsay's
like,
going to flip that coin.
Do they send people home? She's going to flip the coin. I hope that's how it's done. Like, well, there's a tribal council and she's like, I'm flipping the coin on you.
We do know that there's someone from the challenge. Like, do you watch the challenge? Yeah, you know, yeah. I think it's Kayla.
Yeah.
I hope I'm remembering that correctly. I think Kayla shows up and then she's had a fight with Lindsay or some of the cast members since. So we do know that she like either shows up or possibly maybe they'll edit her out of the episodes or something. But we do know that she was there at one point during filming.
Oh, that's
like,
so great.
As a host or something.
Okay.
So
to mix it up.
You know, to be honest, like I like when MTV does that. They take their cast and they mix them all up. Like they do that on the challenge. Now they have people from X on the Beach. They have people from the European shows on the challenge now.
That was a hilarious. Yeah. When they did from all around the world.
They're throwing they have Big Brother people on there now.
Yeah.
It's like people from any show. The one Vanderpump Rules girl's there now. Yeah. It's like the people on the challenge is just, it doesn't matter what show you're from. If you appeared on one show.
Yes.
Like
you're hired.
If you were on The Masked Singer.
Yeah. Which is the strangest show ever.
So fucking bizarre.
It's so weird.
It's so bizarre, but it's just like, oh, I was on one episode of The Masked Singer and now I'm on the challenge.
You're in. Yeah.
So I'm okay if Lohan Beach Club or Beach House or whatever takes that same theory.
Yeah.
Is it Beach House or Beach Club? Now I'm
I think it's Beach House.
Beach House. I think I've been calling it Club all along. Oh well.
But that would be funny to be a guest. Like, can you imagine like being from France and just being at Lohan Beach House and there's just all these randoms and camera crews.
It'd be a dream.
A dream.
A dream. You know, Brent really lost me at the very end when he said something like mic drop. You know, he fought with the girl and he's in mic drop. And I was like, fuck you. I think Janita might go.
Yeah, I wonder.
Panos like had a conversation with her and was like, you know, you did the worst. And then she said to him, she said, you missed the part where I told everyone to go on social media. Like that was like a big deal for her. And I thought, really?
Yeah. So they're just trying to make money. I feel like and that's what was weird. Like the camera did show them kind of standing around a lot. Which I know it's awkward, but you just gotta like walk up to people and be like, hey, guess what? There's like a van open by Lindsay. Do you guys want it? Like, that's what I would do. I'd be like, do you guys want to meet Lindsay? Okay.
And you gotta make the sale. Yeah, that's a smart thing. Just be like, you wanna meet Lindsay.
Yeah.
You know, I think these restaurants, it's good when there's a famous person either fronting or owning because it makes people wanna go and people just wanna see that person. So people probably go to this. Like, I would go here and I would just be on the lookout for a Lohan, like a Dina, a Michael, a Lindsay, an Allie, any of them.
1,000%.
So we see then coming attractions at the end of the episode for the whole season. We see Lindsay does fire someone. We don't know who.
Yeah.
So there must be people coming in and out.
There must be.
Right.
And then they rehire and bring in maybe Challenge Girl. Yeah.
I want to meet more of these people that we didn't get a lot of. Like, I'd like to know more from Mike, more from Aristotle, the hot guy. Mm-hmm. May, who again said she wanted to be the next Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. Yeah, which is a great.
Can we go back for a second? Yeah, like, she just real quickly off the cuff was like, I want to be the next Ellen DeGeneres. Yes. And I was like, really, girl? What are you doing?
What are you doing here? Yeah. Go do stand up.
You're in the wrong spot.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of wrong spot, do you think that Lindsay. Now doing this, do you think there's a chance for her to reignite her film career? Or do you think this makes it harder for her?
I think that's always going to be in the back of her head. I think that's always going to be something that she tries to go back to every few years. I really do.
On that OWN show, the Oprah show, one of my favorite parts was like, she wanted to be in the Avengers. And this was at a time when like no one was hiring Lindsay. Like she was lucky to get an Oprah show.
After that Marilyn movie, right? Wasn't she?
It was before the Marilyn movie, I think. It was at a very rough point in her career.
Reputation.
And she was like crying about not getting an audition for the Avengers. And sometimes Lindsay can be totally delusional about her chances. Like she just recently posted a picture of Ariel from The Little Mermaid because they're doing a live action version. And she was like campaigning to get it. And she said she wanted Meryl Streep to play Ursula.
Oh.
And it was like, what year do we think we're in?
Yeah. Is this how you get parts now?
Like, Lindsay, you are not getting the lead in a Disney movie anymore. Like, you might be getting this MTV reality show, but Disney is not going to hire you to front their crazy budgeted live action movie.
Again, the Lohan brand. She doesn't know what it is.
It's like so. I mean, I find it so fascinating. And then to think Meryl's going to come on board to play your co-star. Evil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What year are you in?
Yeah. Early 2000s, I think.
I wonder, do you think like you can get mentally stuck there? I mean, you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if she is.
Maybe. Like in...
She went through a lot. I mean, you know, I don't know.
She did go through a lot.
So Jenna, that was the episode.
That was the episode.
I loved it.
I did too.
It was a lot of like introductions, mm-hmm. a lot of exposition.
It'd be nice to get in there and like, get their hands dirty, yeah. you know, and see like what they end up doing.
Yeah. I loved it though. Yeah. I thought it was a great start. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just, I would like it to be maybe a touch trashier.
Yes.
I don't want it to be like as trashy as maybe X on the Beach or something like that, mm-hmm. but I would like it a touch trashier.
Yeah. Like see people like really going to High Heights to right. get people to buy these cabanas. Right. That's what I think it should be about. Like there's a dollar sign at the end of the day that you're trying to beat. And I think that's kind of interesting where you're
oh my
like,
God. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Trying to
they
make
showed
the
us
money.
The money at the end.
Yeah.
Like Brent made this much or whatever. Yeah. That would
and
be really good.
This much, you know?
Competition series.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it feels like. It kind of wants to be, but there's nothing on the board. Kind of like the challenge. Like there's no like setup yeah. like we need to have.
I wonder season two might be a totally different show. Mm-hmm. But I think it was good enough. This was a good enough start to like keep people on board. And I'm excited to see where it goes. I think yeah. they'll find their footing and maybe learn. You know, did you ever watch that Very Cavallari show?
Oh, no.
They're coming back for season two. And season one was a little bit all over the place.
I like her.
And I wonder, I feel like for season two, now they're shifting focus a bit. And I'm sure the same thing will happen with Lindsay. It's like, we'll get a season one, and then I think season two, they'll know their groove.
Mm-hmm. And know what they're going to get from her, too. Because that's, you never know if you're what version of her you'll get.
Or if she'll show up. I mean.
I really hope the yes or no coin plays a major factor in every single episode.
Like Two-Face. She's like Two-Face from the
exactly.
from Batman universe.
100%. God,
which, by the way, I'd love Lindsay to play Two-Face in
yes.
a Batman film.
Yes, with Tommy Lee Jones as her dad. Yeah.
Like Two-Face's daughter.
Start the campaign. Yes.
Four-Face or something. Let's make it happen,
yes.
America.
Yes.
Jenna, before I let you go, I know you've been on the show before, so have you answered what your favorite Mariah Carey song is? I don't remember if I asked you.
Oh, this is
tell
one that
me
I've actually been recently re-listening to it. One of my all-time favorites is honestly Breakdown.
So good.
I love
that
song.
You said that. It's a perfect song.
It's a perfect song.
It's so, so good.
Whether you're sad or just have a breakup, but it's like really perfect.
Right.
Also, We Belong Together. I've gone back to that whole time
so good.
Recently. Wasn't that like 2006, I think? That album
yeah,
came out.
We Belong Together was Emancipation of Mimi.
Oh,
yeah, it's so good.
I love it. Yeah, so that what's your favorite?
My number one is Forever. It's like a ballad of hers from the Daydream album.
Yes.
It's my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
But I love
my first
CD. I love all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I love everything.
Yeah.
Breakdown is up there.
Yeah.
Breakdown and The Roof are like right up there for
and
me.
Dream Lover. I think you just
Dream
can't
Lover,
go wrong with Dream Lover.
Honey, Butterfly. Oh. I can't. I mean, the whole Butterfly album I love.
Yeah.
Okay, Jenna, you also host a podcast, so tell me about the
I
podcast.
I do. Oh, yeah. We're going to be relaunching in March or April, but it's called iSurvivor. It's on Wondery Media. They're the ones that did like Dirty John, Dr. Death, mostly true crime. It's a show where each episode we talk to a different survivor of different traumatic life-threatening experiences, what it was like, you know, genocide in Rwanda, surviving a riptide in Santa Monica, you know, assault. A lot. We have a couple Olympians who have been on talking about their near-death experiences.
It's so good.
It's really
so
cool.
Compelling. It's called
good...
iSurvivor.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. And so the season one is out. I think
what
there's 20
like,
or 22.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah. I fucking hate it. It's actually really depressing.
But I really don't.
Yeah.
I love it. I love you.
Yeah.
And I love
but
that.
It is
it's like
heavy.
So good. Yeah.
It's really
it's
heavy stuff. And it's great. My co-host is this woman, an activist named Wagatwe Wanjuki. And it's out on like Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere.
And you share your survivor story on there as one of the episodes as well.
I do. Yeah. I survived. I was in a abusive first marriage. And so I get to tell my story to Wagatwe in an episode. And I'm actually telling it. And this will come on Monday at the Risk Show in Los Angeles. They have a
so
big
you're gonna
podcast.
Be performing.
Yeah. Live at the Bootleg Theater downtown on January 19th. Yeah, that's Saturday. And so if you're in the greater LA area and like true, scary, funny stories, come down to Risk.
Yes. And you also do stand up around town, too.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Where can people find you? Post on your social media.
Yeah.
What's your social
yeah.
media?
I'm on Instagram at Jenna.Brister and then Twitter, Jenna Brister.
So the podcast stuff is a little more heavy, but then also you do hilarious, wonderful stand up. So if people are in town, they should go see you do stand up. If they want, they should listen to the podcast on the way.
Yeah.
And then brighten up your day.
Totally. It's good. If you like true crime stuff, but that the person lives to tell the story, that's this. Yeah. Yeah.
I love you so much.
I love you so much. Thank you for having me on. Oh, everyone goes to the second act.
You'll come back.
Yeah. We'll do like another check-in.
We'll do another Lohan mid-season or after you'll come back.
Yeah. And I'm going to do a deep dive on Panos. I'm just declaring that now. I'm doing a deep dive. So I will have information.
That long black Lisa Rinna duster he was wearing.
With the yellow hat. Curious Jordan
what a look.
Vibes.
Oh, hardcore. What a look. Okay, you guys. I love you so much for listening. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. There's an Everything Iconic Facebook group. If you want bonus episodes and more importantly, you just want to support this podcast, please head on over to patreon.com/everythingiconic. And for $4 or more per month, you get access to all of the bonus episodes. And more importantly, again, you just help support this show. What else? I want to thank Samsung Technologies for sponsoring the show. Jenna, now I end the episodes with this cool down.
Oh, nice.
So it's basically like what you do at SoulCycle.
Yes.
Or a workout class. So let's do it together.
Yes.
Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Breathe out. Take another deep breath in. Hold it. Now I want to think of a situation you survived. Breathe out. Okay, so I want you all to take a moment and think about your survivor story. Be proud of yourself for surviving. I love you all so much for listening. Bye-bye.
I love you for having me. Thanks.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.